question about a prasadam business in which pure and natural bona fide ingredients, no chemicals are used to make some prasadam items. The company has a professional image. There's a question from the Czech Republic. It's not directly advertised that it is a Hare Krishna company, although we do not hide that we are devotees and that we distribute this prasadam, but we don't promote that we are devotees. Sometimes everything is done in a mechanized way. We are sometimes criticized by devotees that it is questionable if the food is really prasadam, and the whole company has nothing to do with devotional service. It's simply karmic work, even though it's supporting several families. The food is, or the prasadam is sold throughout the country. What is the proper understanding of the prasadam business? You can find more details about our community here, which I'm not looking up just now. So, what's the understanding of this? Yeah, there may, you get many questions like this, borderline cases. Well, recently Harishwari Prabhu sent a quote, I think it's not published yet, from his diary, and how in a restaurant that the devotees had started in Boston in America, Srila Prabhupada said that the people coming to the restaurant should know that it is prasadam. So that wasn't elaborated on, but Srila Prabhupada made that point that people should know that it is prasadam. Presumably they get better benefit by knowing that it is prasadam. So certainly devotees producing food that is offered or food that is produced, they work among themselves and produce this and sell it in a professional way throughout the country. That's a good way to maintains several families, better than working for some karmis in a factory or whatever. But Srila Prabhupada's he stated that people should know that it's prasadam. So now there are many devotees, or there have been various companies that produce bliss bars or this and that. I'm not sure if that was going on when Srila Prabhupada was present. They make food items from natural products and sell that. And but if it can be known that this is produced by devotees of Krishna and offered with love to Krishna, if that can be advertised also, that would be very good, wouldn't it? I mean, would people take it less because of that? Maybe a little bit, maybe if there are some fanatical Christians, but I don't think you have too many of them in Czech Republic. So it could that way, then people would they think of Krishna more, they'd get more benefit, and you could open a whole line of preaching just by telling people that what's so special about this. It's special. It's purely produced by all pure ingredients, purely produced by people who themselves live a committed and idealistic life with the ancient spiritual bhakti tradition of India. As they're not doing this just for money, but it has a spiritual purpose for the upliftment of the whole human society, that according to the Vedic understanding, the consciousness that goes into producing food that also affects other people, just like you can see that the if there's, I don't know if that's still there, but it used to be that mothers used to cook with love for their children. And so there's something very special about mother's food. And you can say so that when we cook with love for Krishna, we prepare food items with love for Krishna, that all the blessings of Krishna he gives reciprocally. I mean, why not? Why not? Is there a real need to hide that? I often think that devotees, they're unnecessarily cautious. You can come out and say, this is prasadam, offered to Krishna, given back food in which the essence is love, pure spiritual love for the topmost pure spiritual person. So be a little bold. Why always hide? That's my suggestion.